This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
A town in the Czech Republic is taking unusual measures to combat the problem of homeless people bothering other members of the public. The town council plans to ban lying, sitting or even leaning on concrete waste bins, flights of steps and patches of grass. Rob Cameron reports.
Many towns in the Czech Republic have small numbers of homeless people, down on their luck, living rough and begging passers-by for a few crowns to buy alcohol or cigarettes. It's hardly a novel situation and one that can be found all over Europe. But one small town, Horní Slavkov in West Bohemia, has had enough. There are only a dozen or so homeless people in this town of 5,000, but they congregate in several central locations and, according to the local authorities, bother the locals. The town's mayor, Jana Vildemutsová, spoke to Deutsche Welle about the problem.
They sit there, lie there, they even urinate there. Lots of local people are afraid to let their children near these places, and older people are afraid. So for this reason, we've decided to issue a new regulation targeting this group of people. Using this regulation, our local police will either ask them to move on to other parts of town where they won't be so visible, or they'll receive a fine.
The mayor says the new regulation would explicitly ban sitting, leaning or lying on curbs, flights of steps, waste bins and patches of grass in those areas of Horní Slavkov where homeless people are known to congregate. She says she has tried in vain to offer them community service or at least persuade them to find other areas of town to gather in. A ban on consuming alcohol in public also proved inadequate. Hence this proposed new bylaw, which would effectively criminalise the act of leaning on a public waste bin. The homeless charity Nadieja says that's simply ridiculous and will solve nothing. Nadieja's director is Ilya Hradecký.
Personally, I find it totally absurd that a town with 10 homeless people is incapable of looking after them. That's just sad and clearly suggests they've neglected their social policy for too long.
Mr. Hradecký says there were a number of EU-funded social programs the town could have approached. Dozens of Czech towns, he says, have already built shelters or halfway houses for the homeless with the help of EU money. Horní Slavkov, however, seems set on repression as a means of solving the problem and will press ahead with the unusual law after lawyers have ascertained it doesn't contravene Czech human rights legislation. Rob Cameron, Deutsche Welle Radio, Prague.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.